It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. On this Tuesday morning, we continue with the program. It's time for another active physical therapy update. Joining me in the studio right now is Kristen Eden, who is a physical therapist with active physical therapy in their Ishpeming location. Good morning.
Good morning.
Topic today is cross-country skiing injuries. And it's not that uncommon at this time of year as people are out there doing their thing. What are some of the common cross-country skiing injuries?
So the most common injuries are overuse injuries, like a muscle strain or a tendonitis, just because of the repetitive movement that goes along with cross-country skiing. Mm-hmm. But there's also trauma injuries that would be fractures from falling. If you fall, you could also have an ankle sprain, a knee sprain, or tear your rotator cuff.
Even. Well, let's start with some of these common overuse ones. What are we talking about? Like you're just the repetitious motion, elbows, knees, what?
Yep. So you could have a muscle strain commonly in your hip flexor. So the front of your hip, that's a common one with cross-country skiing. But you could also have an elbow tendonitis or a shoulder tendonitis, low back pain.
What's a good way to help prevent those from happening?
Prevention would be always warming up, just like with any sporting or exercise activity that you do. Want to make sure that you warm up properly beforehand. Stay conditioned in the off season so that you're not just jumping into a new routine.
That seems like some good advice there, because maybe you haven't done it, for several months, and then you're back on the skis and you go, and that's not properly getting ready for it, is it?
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. With that, so you should be doing that then, and then at least keep the movement going, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, obviously, prevention of these, you can get ready for that. You talk about that. But now we talk about some of these common, more like sort of the traumatic injuries, the falls and that sort of thing. Preventing something like that can be a little bit more challenging. How would you do that?
It is. You can't always predict a fall. Usually it happens just with bad luck.
Right.
But if you have proper fitting equipment, so your boots fit accurately so that your ankles aren't slipping in there, that's going to prevent you from falling. Your poles and your skis are the right length. And then just staying on trails that are appropriate for your level of skiing. So don't jump on those difficult trails if you're a beginner.
So how important is just, I guess, a sort of a common sense approach to knowing what you can do?
Very important. Yeah. Just it goes along with that, not jumping on those trails that you shouldn't be on if you don't know what you're doing out there.
We're talking about common cross-country skiing injuries with Kristen Eden. She's a physical therapist with active physical therapy. In for our active physical therapy update, she's with the Ishpeming location. We talked about some of the common types of injuries and how you can prevent that. But let's say you have one of these injuries, whether it is a repetitious motion injury or you have that traumatic, that ankle injury or something. What are some treatment options for those?
So obviously, if you fall and you have a major trauma, you want to get in to see a doctor right away. Sure. Get some imaging, make sure you don't have a fracture or a tear of a ligament or a muscle. Mm-hmm. And then seek treatment beyond that with physical therapy if recommended. If you just have a mild injury, like an overuse injury, your elbow's getting sore, your hip flexor's getting sore, we recommend coming in for an injury screen so we can take a look at you and see if you need further evaluation or treatment, that, and then at that point we can recommend appropriate strengthening and stretching for you to work on.
Yeah, I did want to ask you about that. We talked about preventing these overuse injuries through conditioning, stretching, and proper warm-up. What can you tell people about that with what you do at Active?
So just stay active in the off-season. It doesn't have to be something exactly similar to cross-country skiing, but if you maintain good muscle strength and flexibility in the off season, and then really focusing on good core stability. So meaning strength in the abdominals, the low back, hips, shoulders. That's all really important to keep good balance on those cross-country skis.
And some of those things sound just almost across the board with any activity that you're doing, whether it's sports or regular work or whatever, right?
Yes, correct.
Kristen Eden with us this morning. She's a physical therapist with active physical therapy in Ishpeming. If people have questions, they want to find out more maybe about some of these options or other services that you guys could do at Active, what's the best way to find out more?
They can give us a call, stop into one of our clinics, or visit our website, stayactiveup.com.
Kristen, thanks for your time this morning, and we will talk with you soon.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our interview with Kristen, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up the contact information for Active Physical Therapy. Again, that website is stayactiveup.com. We've got much more to come, including your full forecast details on this Tuesday morning. Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.